Wow. It's fascinating to watch what's happening with what China is doing and their response to Nancy Pelosi making her trip. Anyway, still firing missiles over there and rattling sabers. We'll keep an eye on all of that, obviously. Two biggest concerns. China, number one, followed by Russia, number two. And we're now poking both of them in the eye with a sharp stick. We shall see how all that turns out. Meanwhile, at 7:38, big doings planned in Dearborn. It's the 41st annual Dearborn Homecoming Festival, and it starts today, runs through Sunday, on the grounds of the Ford Community and Performing Arts Center there at 15801 Michigan Avenue. And the festival will include traditional elements such as the fireworks show, carnival rides, food, musical performances, and free family activities, among other attractions. Getting a taste of that, our own Lloyd Jackson, senior news analyst, interviewed the Dearborn mayor about this event. So we're all ears, like Prince Charles. I want to hear all about it. I want to hear all about it, Lloyd.
Good morning, Paul W. Yeah, as you know, the last time they had Dearborn Homecoming was back in 2019. As you know, we had the pandemic, and so they couldn't have it. So it's coming back now, the 41st annual, as you say, kicking off this morning. And Dearborn Mayor Abdullah Hamoud explaining why it's called a homecoming festival.
It's homecoming because this is the time where alumni from our schools from all over the world come home. They have an alumni reunion tent. We get together as a community from all four corners and mingle amongst one another, eating the greatest food in all the land because Dearborn is the food mecca of the globe. And you can expect to have the greats like the carnival, the world's largest bounce house. We have fireworks both Saturday and Sunday evening, as well as some major performances. So on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we'll have major performances on stage. Saturday, we have Steve Audrey, former frontman for Journey. And Sunday, we have country sensation Randy Houser.
Mayor Hamoud says there will be a $1 recommended entry fee that will cover expenses, and a portion of the profits will be given to the various service clubs and nonprofits of Dearborn that will be present at the festival.
We have nonprofits that have partnered with many of the food vendors, as well as managing many of the beverage tents. And what happens there is even the profits from all the beverage sales, we split and give a portion of the proceeds to the various service clubs here in the city of Dearborn. That's one of the purposes of a homecoming festival as well.
Now, while festival hours run from 12 p.m. to 11 p.m. today, tomorrow, and Sunday, Mayor Hamoud says you can't forget our seasoned citizens. So at 9 o'clock this morning, that kicks off Elderfest at the homecoming festival.
Because we're at the Ford Community Performing Arts Center, inside of our Lincoln Ballroom, we will have an Elderfest going all day Friday for seniors in the area. It is a free event. We've been working with many of our senior homes from across the city to provide transportation and busing, as well as free shuttle services all throughout the city for those who want to attend the festival.
Now, at 10 a.m. this morning is the All-Star Early Entrance for those with disabilities, and the mayor says the festival is open early for them to enjoy the activities before the large crowds attend. There will be an extra fee to get into the world's largest bounce house. Also, wristbands you can purchase that will allow you to get on any and all festival carnival rides during the fest. Now, for more information, you can just go to DearbornHomecoming.com. Has everything out there for you, all the information you need, DearbornHomecoming.com. Paul?
That's a good way to get all the information, although you started us off on it by alerting us to the fact that they're back and that the Elder Fest is happening starting at 9 this morning. Good for them. They'll be some of the usual sorts of things like bingo and dancing the polka and whatever else they want to dance or do. And the mayor is right, too, with the best food in the world. A lot of it can be found right there in Dearborn, and that is for sure. But there'll be a dance and pizza party for everyone with special needs from 9 a.m. to noon in the Children's Village area. And again, you said it. Go online to DearbornHomecoming.com for information. I'm happy to see, too, that there's on-site parking for $10 at the Henry Ford Centennial Library, the Dearborn Administrative Center, and our friends, Ghaffari and Associates, Yusuf and Mara Ghaffari, getting involved in helping out for that. A wonderful architecture firm headed up by Yusuf, another great American success story, coming to this country with virtually nothing and doing so well and giving back so much to the community in so many ways. Looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. I am surprised. The mayor was on top of everything, though. He seems like a pretty sharp guy, Lloyd.
He is, and let me tell you, he works very hard. He's on top of everything, and he said, you know, while it is a homecoming for a lot of alumni and for the four corners of Dearborn to all come together and mingle, he says it's also a homecoming because he wants all of the other areas, cities around Dearborn to come in and mingle as well. It's a homecoming for them, he says as well.
Well, that's nice to open the doors, so to speak. Yes. But we haven't mentioned one of the Metro Detroit fan favorite bands. Unless I missed it when one of you said it, I didn't hear it yet. And they were voted best band by both Our Detroit Magazine and Metro Times. And I'm talking about Killer Flamingos.
Yes,
they'll be performing tonight.
Yes.
Did I miss that earlier or no?
Yeah. Well, I think that the mayor did not mention that when he talked about, you know, he was just talking about the headliners.
Well, he was so good with everything else, but yeah. I just wanted to make sure that people knew that one of the fan favorites would indeed be there tonight, Killer Flamingos.
Always great to see them.
All right. Absolutely, Lloyd. Thanks much. DearbornHomecoming.com. DearbornHomecoming.com starts today, runs through Sunday. 744 at 760 WJR.